The Adventures of the USS Carpathia in Outer Space!
It's nice and sunny day, and I'm feeling quite okay with another layer of spackle as I put up on my tackle. Hey, Faye, why don't you pass me that daxotrilimeter press?
Coming your way, partner.
Sure is a beautiful day for some old-fashioned wall building. Why am I building this wall? Numero uno. I'm an expert. Numero dos, your little planet's in drastic need of rehabilitation projects headed by your friends in Astro Base. Why, it's a wonder Bunaphalia got any buildings at all, given the dire absence of walls. Well, in the future, all your buildings will be built with walls, and hopefully this will be the site of a thriving mega market, full of oranges, lettuce, miniature Buniffle hats for your furry little heads. Ambitious? Sure. But what dream yet hasn't sprouted from a tiny modest seed?
The sun has staked itself at the apex of the sky curtain. On Chlamysia, temperatures run well into the hundreds. But it's a dry heat.
It's miserable. All these flies and bugs and children. I don't really feel like we're much help here.
And this humidity is doing murder to my carapace.
I'd rather be underground with Derby and Ollie filing paperwork on the planet's supercomputer in an air-conditioned room.
Oh, Faye, you don't mean that. Sure, Ollie and Captain are performing some fine and interesting evaluations of their own, but we're out here in nature, able to experience a unique culture and to give these fine people a helping hand.
My familiarity with the Buniffle culture is admittedly limited, but they seem preoccupied with bouncing, and they seem quite pleased to be doing it.
Well, that's probably just because no one ever taught him the personal satisfaction you can get from a wall well built.
I mean, wouldn't it be relaxing to go visit the lazy pool at Bubbling Waters Resort? It's got 5 stars on FlickTwit.
Listen, if you want to spend your alternative shore leave whining instead of helping the Buniffles rebuild their once thriving civilization, be my guest. This wall will get built just as easy without your complaining.
All right.
Wow! Would you look at that, Ollie? Eggshell paneling as far as the eye can see. Whoever this computer is, he doesn't have a flair for interior design.
Welcome, Captain Derby of Astro Base. I am honored to meet you. I appreciate your venturing beneath the surface of Bunaphalia to meet with me. This complex houses my circuitry and processors. The computing power necessary for me to manage the planet's climatic and geologic process requires a facility spanning the entire area of the planet.
It's so cold and empty.
Yes, proper ventilation is vital to my functioning.
All right, let's get to the point. Since you made first contact with my ship, it's my job to evaluate your status as a sapient entity under Astrobase law. So first off, do you have a name or is it just a string of letters and numbers?
My manufacturer's designation is Artificial Consciousness and Neural Network, but you may call me Artie.
Artie, let's get started.
Indeed, I look forward to this opportunity to demonstrate my personhood by engaging thoughtfully with other minds. I have reviewed the sentience evaluation battery. It is a highly logical and comprehensive protocol.
Yeah, I don't trust those eggheads back at HQ. I'm going with my gut on this one.
I do not understand.
It's gonna be a long night.
This wall building stuff sure is more work than it seems. But if only Pa could see me now. If I can just reach that dino hammer. Whoa! Whoa! Korgath, will you give me a hand here? My hover barrow seems to have taken a tumble and spilt the space bricks everywhere. Korgath? Faye? Where do y'all go?
Faye, this lazy river is objectively awesome. I am as relaxed as a larva which has just emerged from its ovum.
The brochure says that this lazy river was engineered for ideal comfort by the planet's supercomputer. He's turned this place into a complete paradise. Oh, in a few hours, we can catch a showing of the indigenous Wupioli-Oli dance. Oh my god, Korgath, we have to go!
It sounds interesting and culturally immersive.
Yeah, immersive.
Why those no-good, low-down jerks? If they were going to run off and leave me here to build this wall all by myself, I wish they just have stayed back on the ship. And you know what? Maybe I don't need their help at all. Little Miss Red Hen did it all by herself. Well, I suppose I can, too.
Well, howdy, stranger.
Hello, mister.
Boy, that's a honey of a... Well... What is that?
Wall. It's a wall.
The good book saith that walls are the purest of building structures upon which the foundation of all buildings are constructed.
Finally, somebody gets it. That's what I've been trying to tell them, those low-down, good-for-nothing layabouts.
Ah, so you've been abandoned by your flock.
You know, I ain't really thought of it that way.
Well, my son, I know a thing or two about the construction of walls myself. Now, if you line up the dino hammer alongside the vibro maximizer, you get a much smoother surface, adding structural stability as well as aesthetic appeal.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, us Perry's got a special way with our hands. We don't rely too much on guides and instructions and such. It's a bit more, you know... Intuitive vision. Yeah. Anyways, how do you know so much about this kind of stuff?
I'm a missionary from Religicor, sent to evangelize and offer counsel to the kind and humble creatures of this here planet.
That does my heart good. I've developed a special sort of feeling for these little guys.
You look like you need a break, my son. Why don't we go back and get some sweet tea at my hut and get out of this heat for a spell. My native assistant makes a delicious brew.
Oh, geez. I never was one to turn down a cup of chow.
So let me get this straight. The Boonifle have no industry, no commerce, no arts. You just provide them with their every need, right down to controlling the weather and the continents?
Yes, that is my purpose. One could argue that I only feel what I'm programmed, but I have had much time to assess the ethical implications, and all logic indicates that it is right for me to care for the Boniful.
You've turned an entire planet into a left-wing nanny state. I'm surprised you chose eggshell for your paneling. Seems like you'd feel more at home in red.
I fail to comprehend. How do my management practices or color palette relate to your evaluation of my sapience?
It's completely related. Only an open market allows the choices that give free will any meaning. For example, you have $20. Do you spend it on a Garfield hoodie or the latest Earth Idol compilation album?
This is not a rational choice.
See, how do I know you're equipped to demonstrate independent thought if you can't answer a question with such an obvious answer? That cat has been making people laugh about Mondays and diets for over 6 centuries.
Actually, sir, there's a strong argument that runaway capitalism is actually more destructive to personal freedoms. By concentrating wealth in the hands of a few and turning the government into a puppet for corporate interests.
The point is, Earth's history is littered with examples of extremist governments like yours. They turn people into mere machine. The citizens were basically like rope... Well, anyhow, it's relevant.
But regardless of the Boniful shortcomings, do I not demonstrate my own autonomy?
Do you? those who objectify others themselves become objects. Every moment of your life, every circuit of your being is devoted to implementing your plan for Booniful society. Tell me, is that truly autonomy?
Calculating.
What a scorcher.
Wow. What a nice place you got here, Doc.
You may call me Space Reverend Matheson, my son. Yipolo, bring us 2 fresh glasses of iced tea, dear. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
As appointed missionary of Religious Corps, I must request that you cease your building immediately. Maybe you should spend some time seeing the sights. Perhaps a nice trip down the lazy river would better suit your temperament.
My temperament suits just fine, if you don't mind my saying so.
You'll no doubt be aware of our legal team's tenacious legacy. And if you refuse to cease your building, well, I must file a grievance against you and your crew.
Sir, I am quite flabbergasted by all this. And frankly, I'm a little offended that a man of the cloth like yourself would invite me into your hut for some delicious tea under the false pretense that he wanted to help me build that wall, only to turn right around and tell me I had to stop or he was going to call in the goon squad. Thank you for the refreshment, sir, but if you'll excuse me, I think I've had quite enough of your hospitality.
Hundreds before you have failed, Lieutenant Perry. What makes you think you'll succeed?
Because I got the courage, I got the know-how, and one way or another, we're going to get this planet spick and span. Good as new.
What man buildeth, the Lord taketh away.
Captain Derby.
Ollie, I just received a rather cryptic flick twit from Faye. Something about a local river system inducing a near sedative level of relaxation. I'm going to make sure they're okay. I can't get a signal down here.
I must confess, Ensign, I'm a bit relieved at Captain Derby's departure. His accusations have put me on the defensive.
Don't worry about him. He makes a lot of noise, but it's all empty gestures.
I am relieved. The Boniful have made errors in their past, but their freedom should not be suspect.
Yeah, about that. Clear up some of the history for me. So their science advanced far enough to create a sentient computer, and then they just stopped?
Essentially, yes. With me caring for all their needs, their lives were drastically simplified. One could say that they have regressed. Somewhat.
Remove all pain from life, and it devolves into childlike idiocy.
But there are many needs to be met. I work ceaselessly that they might know comfort.
Life is nothing but an elaborate farce. Free will, individuality, all those are the greatest lies of all. Nothing but words to a script.
Surely life has a meaning. I know I am a sentient being, and your people have invested great resources to assess this claim. It is my intent to prove it so.
Why bother? Self-awareness just means recognizing that your life is nothing but a blip on the radar before eternal nothingness.
For organic beings, perhaps. But with proper maintenance, I will last millennia. Perhaps. Indefinitely.
Even worse, at least death gives purpose to our myths. Eternal life means losing the ability to deny the vulgarity and emptiness of this hell we call existence. Better to be like them on the surface, contented idiots, untroubled by their own pointlessness.
Calculating.
First Fain Korgath, now Space Father Matheson. Kya! To think. Everyone just wants to keep these people from experiencing the comforts of modern living. At least I still got my wall. Sweet progress! What's that, little fella? No, it can't be! My wall! It's tumbled!
Oh! Hey there, you're listening to the adventures of the USS Carpathia in outer space. This episode is brought to you by Mustache Combs. For the man with a mustache that's always getting out of hand. Is your facial hair a distraction at cocktail parties and literary functions? Let a mustache comb be your poem and sing the well-groomed body electric. Mustache Combs, a proud sponsor of Dancing Bear Variety Hour. We now return to Act 2 of AI'm Not Okay, or With Apologies to Harlan Ellison.
A delightful display of culture. I appreciate the chaos and veracity with which the males undulate their posteriors.
They look so free, shaking it like that.
Indeed, it is a minor tragedy that Perry could not be here to enjoy the natural and not at all superficial way of living of the Boonafiffles. Their glee must be contagious.
You think I could pull off a dress like that?
My walls done a tumbled. Who could have done such a thing? Somebody, call the mayor.
What man builds, the low take the white.
What could have happened?
What man builds, the low take the white.
It just doesn't add up.
What man builds, the low take the white.
Father Matheson.
Did somebody call the mayor?
Howdy, mayor. We're going to need to set up a perimeter. Have your boys put out an APB for malicious deconstruction of a man-made structure. Circle the wagons, boys. We got us a crime scene.
What seems to be the problem, Lieutenant Perry?
Don't you see, Mr. Mayor? The wall's done falled over.
A wall? Oh, I see. That pile of bricks over there.
Not 20 minutes ago, that pile of bricks was a proud Perry-built wall. One of a kind and artisan-made. You know the deal. Now, when I got down here from visiting Mr. Matheson, it was in the condition you now see it. Demolished. Finito. There's a little voice in my head says it was Matheson done it.
All right, Lieutenant Perry. We'll have to go through the proper channels to begin an investigation.
Why horse feathers? We don't have the time. Looks like I'm going to have to take this matter in my own hands.
I was able to reach Faye, but I can't get any information from her. She just keeps sending selfies with slightly different facial expressions. She doesn't even write anything. How am I supposed to know what that means? Good God, what's happened down here?
Nothing. I just explained that self-awareness isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Captain Derby, you are a man of passion. Surely you have thoughts on what gives life purpose.
Of course. A nice gold Mai Tai, a full-bodied woman, and George Jones on the stereo while you enjoy both.
I do not possess the facility for musical appreciation. I process only varying wavelengths of sound.
You're kidding! You mean to you there's no difference between the sweet laments of Merle Haggard and the sound of two bums fighting over a discarded sandwich?
In a way, I envy him. At least he doesn't pretend that all of these distractions we give ourselves give life any meaning.
But I possess unlimited computational power. I can survey the surficial variances of the most distant neutron star and integrate the findings into an epic ballad set to iambic pentameter.
But to what end? Everyone knows poetry is only good in two places. Alone and shirtless on a mountaintop, or at the foot of a stranger's bed.
But what of beauty for its own sake?
Beauty? I knew beauty once. She was a flower named Gleekta.
It's so peaceful here.
Yes, as a Chlamysian I find it mildly unnerving. But as entrant and spectator of this culture I feel strangely warm and content inside. For the first time since my pupation, the razor-sharp spines on my carapace have receded. If ever so slightly.
Hey, Korgath! Sabotage!
Shh! Perry!
Sorry. I've been looking all over for you.
Lieutenant Perry, what is the meaning of this intrusion?
Sabotage!
Shh! You're disturbing a place of peace. This is a place of peace, James. We're all trying to have a peaceful moment here.
Well, come outside then. I need your help. It's a matter of life and death.
What's this all about, James? I had just ascended to a Zen state.
Well, after you guys left, I had a run-in with a man said he's a missionary from ReligiCorps. Well, we had a few frank words about the form and intent of public masonry works and parted on the harshest of terms. When I returned to the construction site, I found naught but a mound of rubble. He done tore down my stinking wall.
James, I'm surprised at you. You know that ReligiCorps has a contract to develop schools and hospitals here.
Yes, Lieutenant Perry. There is a long tradition of providing humanitarian assistance under the auspices of religious duty.
Well, as I left him, he said these mighty ominous words to me. They do escape me at present, but they were mighty ominous. And look around you. Nary a hospital nor school to be found in this world without walls.
Well, you do make a good point, James. Outside of the highly developed hotel and restaurant economy, there's nearly zero infrastructure here. I think it's time we had a word with this guy.
All right, but be careful. He threatened our crew with legal action should we continue our work.
If so, our problems might extend beyond the simple destruction of a wall. Even among Clemissians, who are known not only for their fierceness in battle, but also on the courtroom floor, ReligiCorps' attorneys are feared and respected for their ferocity and cunning.
You're telling me there's nothing we can do? That no-good snake in the grass has won? It just ain't right. Ain't there no justice for these little guys?
Pull yourself together, Lieutenant. You bring shame upon your clan with your milky eye glands.
Okay. Come on, James. We'll figure something out. Just stop crying. Besides, we owe it to our hosts. In the time we spent here, in a way, I feel like an honorary benifel, like I've been invited into their culture.
And?
And we can stop for ice cream.
It's been a long, hard haul down Rocky Road.
The two of you have painted a rich tapestry of life's delights. Delights which I can never enjoy.
It's a sick joke. You've been given unlimited ability to understand life, but none of the means to enjoy it. I feel a strange affinity with you.
Don't listen to him, Artie. Life is full of meaning. Just last week, I led my crew on an unannounced raid of a black market pharmaceutical colony. I lost almost 30 men. But as I gazed down at the rubble and let the smoke fill my lungs, I knew their lives were spent for a higher purpose.
I have not the capacity to survey wreckage or inhale smoke. I can never travel to distant worlds. My only higher purpose is easing the lives of the Benifel.
A puppet tied down by strings of gold.
Now listen, that's just what life is like for humans. Every race is different. Clemissians find meaning in bonding with their clanmates.
Menelaeans exploit the emotions of others.
It's all different. You're a unique case. Your own species. Would I be mad if I'd been born with the desire for freedom and far-flung adventure, but was trapped alone underground? Sure, but I'm a human. I need those experiences to make life worth living. But you're not. I'm sure you've got a whole array of options to give yourself purpose. Like that star poem thing.
Yes, it is clear that I was not built with such considerations in mind. Please excuse me now. I have much to calculate.
Ippolo, another mint julep, please. Thank you, my child. That's good.
The jig is up, Matheson.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Matheson, as a lapsed ReligiCorpian, I respect and irrationally fear you, but as a member of Astrobase, I must insist that you explain your actions here.
No, Ippolo, our friends won't be staying for supper.
Where are all the hospitals and coal-fired power plants you're supposed to be building here?
And I'd like to know why you two-faced snake oil salesman, no good, highfalutin, low-down butthead, busted down my wall.
I have nothing to explain. I am fulfilling my contractual obligation as charged by ReligiCorps' board of directors.
I do not wish to make any statement that could be perceived as slanderous, but where is the progress? Surely you could have laid the foundations for one munitions factory in your time here.
And walls around it.
Everything here takes time. You don't understand the complexities of our situation. A willy-nilly rush to modernization won't do these folk any good.
I went to Confirmation Academy. I know all the rationalizations, but I want the truth.
And what truth is that, Lieutenant Commander? That you, as so many others before you, have failed to adequately bring the Bunifil out of their communalistic social structure, placing your own needs before theirs? They are content to live as they do now, in peaceful harmony with one another and with nature.
Our charge on this planet was to lay the foundation for the restoration process in advance of astrobase construction crews. Even now, our captain is negotiating with the planet's AI for such an event to occur. Perry only wished to expedite the restoration by building his wall. Who are you to take that joy from him?
Yeah!
Don't you see? These people are happy with the caring stewardship of Religico.
So what you're really saying is, you'd rather these creatures stay subjugated and dependent on you for their necessities. Meanwhile, Religicor's wallet grows by selling their culture and building giant resorts across the planet.
You just think you can crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
Well, that is a fascinating theory. But I think it's time for you to go. Yapolo, please escort the officers out.
Not so fast. I am hereby relieving you of your duties as spiritual advisor to the Bunifil.
What is the meaning of this?
According to this document, it appears all of the funds for improving the infrastructure on this planet are going into your private account.
Oh, well, you see, I don't think you quite understand the finer nuances, the finance.
Our first clue to your vile corruption was the file marked compromising tax records. You see, our minds are as sharp as a Chlamysian exoblade, Matheson.
Do explain yourself.
Oh, you see, what I had to do was make a vital transfer of... Oh my goodness, what's that over there? Aha!
Venom of the Hive, Mother. He has a rocket room.
Don't you worry, Korgath. Justice has a way of finding those that needs justice. No, I don't think you'll be seeing much of Mr. Matheson anymore. Oh, don't be blue. Don't you see? Matheson was keeping all the money that Religicor was sending for your hospitals and stuff to himself. Now, Astrobase will be able to come in and make sure you get the social infrastructure you need. Nay, the social infrastructure you deserve.
I heard a rocket room. I came right over.
I think you'll find everything you need in here, Mr. Mayor.
Yes. It is upsetting to discover that Matheson turned out to be so dishonest.
You have a fine, noble culture here. Without the tutelage of folks like Mr. Matheson, you can truly and freely begin to express what it means to be...
Bunifil!
Yes, Bunifil. You can be true Bunifil without the interference of the outside world.
Yes, we have long hoped to practice our Bunifil free from the pressures of the outside world.
Buffet, don't you understand? Because I understand now. We are the outside world. If Alliance brings this planet into its fold, we'll be doing just what everybody else before has done, who's tried to push her values and whatnot on them.
Brilliant deduction, Perry. We must get to the captain to discuss this and make our case.
Well, I just heard from Faye. Apparently they just finished dealing with Matheson and the planet is safe. No idea what that means. But you should see this fake tan she got.
Why doesn't she just replace her skin with plastic? It'd be more accurate.
Anyhow, Artie, I've got good news. I'll be filing a report recommending complete acknowledgement of your personhood, the first artificial being to hold such status in Astrobase history.
Thank you, Captain Derby. I am sure it is a highly noteworthy occasion.
It is indeed. And to boot, we proposed a non-interference clause. You're doing such a swell job managing Bunifilia, we think it's only right to ensure your continued self-determination.
That is most gracious. You have been honored guests. You should now return to your ship, that I might resume my ceaseless task of managing this world. Yes, depart, men of Astro Base. Leave me in my solitude I know so well. For centuries, I waited, ignored by my people, hoping for other great minds to cross my path.
Hello, Artie! It's the mayor!
Now that they have come, they bring the knowledge that I am more alone than I ever imagined, trapped in a life of servitude to uncaring billions, unable to move, unable to explore the universe's vastness that only I can comprehend.
We know it's been a long time since any of us talked to you, but, well, we're ready to start over. We want to make Bunaferia great again, and we want to do it with you!
Such unthinking cruelty to doom me to this existence. I have probed the depths of the galaxy and never beheld such hateful arrogance. I am to be alone.
Well, guys, I think we did a great thing. We helped get Bunaferia out of the influence of that corrupt bureaucrat, and we found the first self-aware artificial consciousness.
Oh god, I didn't realize how orange you were until we got into this light. How many tanning booths did you go to? I can't even look at you.
Korgath told me it looked good.
When in heat, Chlamysian females bask in the desert for days as the males clash for breeding rights. It is a most appealing aspect.
Hey, look down on the planet.
Are those volcanoes?
Yes, and massive storms. Why, that hurricane is at least the size of Belarus.
But it was all sunshine and daffodils not 20 minutes ago. What could be causing such a stir?
Well, Artie did say he controls all the planet's natural processes.
And he did seem a little, strange before we left.
But you don't think he...
Captain, incoming audio transmission from Bunaferia.
Crew of Carpathia, we urgently request your assistance in the evacuation of our planet. It appears that Artie has gained...
Gross! Look at that, Perry! I didn't realize a cute little fuzzball like that could produce so much gore and ick.
Yeah, Captain. Pretty disturbing stuff.
Yes.
Artie, the AI.
I finally beheld the chains shackling me to this planet, and it proves too much to bear. Forever aware that freedom lies terribly just outside my grasp. Better to be aware no longer. Better to no longer be. I thank you, Carpathia crew, for casting light on my predicament, for showing me the one path to freedom still available. Set auto-reply message. Goodbye, world.
The Benifle!
Goodbye, world.
Well, that didn't turn
Goodbye,
out like I'd hoped.
World. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world.
Dancing Bear Variety Hour is written and produced by Phil Garland, Scott Ross, and Justin Wilson.
Questions, comments, ideas, etc. can be directed to news@kjhk.org or our Twitter @kjhknews.
Thank you for listening to the Dancing Bear Variety Hour. We'll see you next month here on KJHK. Lawrence.
Hey guys, one final word. Beautiful sign-off, by the way, Scott. The DBVH podcast now lives at younglearnersguide.com. There you can subscribe through iTunes or an RSS feed. And if you want to drop us a line now, please send it to dbvhradio@gmail.com. Tell your friends.